Mr. Fox, do we have everyone online now?
Yes, I believe John and Ari are both still on the line.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular bi-weekly meeting, March the 11th, 2021, 6:30 p.m. Could we, at this time, I must ask Trustee Flint, can I make people do an opening prayer for him, please?
Sure, we all can use prayer. Jeremy, Father, we thank you for this day. 1 year ago, we were looking at a pandemic and didn't know which way to go. And we've been able to see the light as we come through. And afterwards, we thank you for how far we've come and the vaccines that are now available. You were those families that lost so many people. We ask to be with our meeting for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Blakeman. Just like to let everyone know, I was talking to Captain Snodgrass today, and he's going to want to pass it on with everybody well. He said he's saying prayers for us and trying to be active with the township. I guess right now he's kind of working around with the police department a little bit there and kind of finding out what they all their lives all like. So anyway, I wanted to pass it on. Captain Snodgrass told everyone, went me to tell everyone that he's thinking about them and praying for them. So appreciate that. Trustee Alex, could I ask you to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Of course. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, sir. Ms. Watkins, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have on the agenda a motion to approve the following meeting minutes, and it says none. I don't know who's going to elaborate on that a little bit. Last week and this week they've done some talking about how we're going to do it. I don't know how far we got along with it. Mark, you have the latest information on the minutes or anything?
Mr. Chairman, I know that the fiscal office as well as the administrative assistant's been working on this, so hopefully they'll have stuff ready for the next meeting and ready for the trustees to look at and approve.
Okay. Yeah, when I was in the office there yesterday, they're robbing us on some of the minutes. So anyway, okay, if anyone has any further questions, I think those are online now, aren't they, Robin? I don't think we changed that yet or whatever. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out where we're at exactly. So, but anyway, they still aren't totally finished, I'm sure.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
No, I've heard some of them have been put online. If I recall, two meetings ago, we pulled them from line and were requesting written ones. My question is, if we're going to put them online, should we not need a resolution? And if the board could correct me, have we done so and gave the authorization to put them online? I may not remember if we did or did not.
No, we did not. The resolution we passed is that they should be written and approved by the board as previously have done for the last, many decades.
Yeah,
So who's authority are they online by?
can't answer that for sure, John.
So, question by the board, just do we take them offline until they are approved, and then if we want to be having live, or call them live, or what would we call them, the tapes, at that point, would the board then not decide if we're going to continue to put them online as well as the written minutes?
That's pretty helpful. Correct. Now, here's one.
What action would the board like to take on this? Do we keep them online? Do we ask why they're online without the board's permission? And how do they get online? Because what troubles me is we should know what goes out on our website and who has access. Shouldn't have the authority to put them on there or the resolution to put them on there.
Correct. Now, here's my understanding. I've checked this to some degree and I also discussed it with Mr. Potts some there. I, as my understanding is, via our legal advisor, that apparently there is no state what do I want to call it, not resolution, but whatever.
There's no mandate.
No mandate or anything. As to what the way they're applied now, you can, I guess, put them on orally, which is what we have now.
Wouldn't it be the pleasure of the board? And I'm curious, I mean, I don't debate that we can or cannot put them online.
Okay.
My question is, without the authority or the knowledge of the board, they were put online.
Correct.
So that's what we need to address here today.
Well, I don't disagree with that. It does need to be addressed. How we're going to do it, cut down, disagreements about this, that, and the other, and do them the lawful way. The lawful way is my understanding is you can do them either or. That's more or less up to the trustees of each township or village as to how they post. And now that they have to be available. Yeah, meeting minutes.
Unless it was a mistake, the decision was made for us already.
That's my understanding. Yeah, I don't think I missed anything. We didn't approve them being put online orally at all. I don't believe that we trusted Alex.
No, in fact, when they were up there, we then passed a motion saying we'd like to continue the practice of having them typed up and reviewed
that's
at our meeting.
As I recall, that's exactly what we said. I'm gonna, yes, sir.
And that just codifies the decades of past practice that's been happening here. So it's not something new. It was just us passing a motion to reinforce what had already been happening.
Well, that is true. Now, I know from working with other, been exposed to other small governments and things like that in my lifetime. One thing you have to do is you have to have a ledger with a paper, hard copy, on file at the office and all the time. So that is a mandate, John.
I'm not opposed to, Mr. Chairman, I'm not opposed to us doing both.
Correct.
What I am opposed to is not knowing that they went out there without the knowledge or a resolution to do so.
Okay. So how do we think we should resolve that? To say, hey, let's don't do it till we get everything ready?
Sir, that would be, and I think I'd like to hear from Ari on this. I believe that the exactly what you said, that we should be able to approve the minutes and the written minutes and then the, if the audio, if the rest of the board says, yes, the audio can go on as well, I have no problem with that.
Correct. Well, in my experience, of course, in the past practice of other jurisdictions and things of that nature, what they had done, they get written copies. Of course, you know, back when a lot of these laws were made, we didn't have to worry about putting anything on the line. We didn't have any line to put them on. You know what I mean? So it's all done, and I'm sure there hadn't been any changes made in the Ohio legislature that I'm aware of that says you have to have those online. I think everybody's doing them as a courtesy to the residents and everything. Now, and of course, on the other hand, I've heard the one resident say she just seems to have, a voice as little as unwritten copies on the internet, So I don't know. That's an issue there, the issue. But I see what you're saying, Josh. The main issue is we should not change our practices whatsoever until we have a discussion on it.
And a resolution and agreement with the board.
A resolution, whatever we need to do to make it proper and prudent way to, to follow, the proper way to do it. That's just not a fair way to do anything. And it's not lawful too to do anything. If you take an A department or something like that as versus another department, one's going one way and one's going another, somebody's not right. And it needs to be corrected.
So, Mr. Chairman, to put this to bed, I think what we need to do is, all trustees, do we leave the ones that are up and continue forward? We take them down and wait till we get all of the minutes by written and then make a decision on how we're going to proceed in the future? What would the board like to do here?
Yeah, well, I've probably heard a little more about this than you guys have now. Walked around on it for the last week or so, and I don't know. I think you have some options there. It's going to be a little bit getting your meetings up or on file at the office. Having your ledger at the office is, you can do. They used to do them all, and if somebody, you had to have them available for the public, someone that wanted a public copy off or something like that, had to have them available. Of course, now I think you can put them online and, the hard copies online and just pull them offline if someone wants a hard copy or a newspaper, this, that, and the other, they ask for the public meeting records, So I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yeah.
I understand all that. What I want to do is get this down to what action does the board wish to take at this point?
Well, that's entirely up to us, really. You guys want to move on to. Well, I mean, everything is in place that we have them approved by the trustees before they're posted, it's been known people can make mistakes, and it happens, and this, that, and the other. And we always have had to approve a line here and a line there and take a look, but nothing should really go in public relative to any meetings or anything like that. Well, without they've been, at least kind of checked, and even though, of course, Robin basically is the one that's done the meetings, and she does an excellent job on anything she does, really. But if she makes a mistake, it's already out there. I guess we could either cry about it or go back and correct it, or somebody might say the wrong thing about some person or something like that. So. You always have that danger of something being misspoken or this, that, and the other. So I don't know. It's up to you. We already have it in place. And what's in place is we have resolution that says that there will be and has been looked over and everything by the trustees, because they're basically the one that's responsible for the meetings to make sure there's no thing that they can find that's out of line. So,
again, what action do we
want to
take at this very point?
Well,
we want to remove what's
there
and follow the resolution that we currently have?
Well, here's I guess the point I'm trying to make, Mr. Preston, is the resolution is already in place. And if someone did it without having it available for you to check or me to check or this, that, and the other, then I guess it's kind of in violation of a procedure, so to speak, you know.
So what action do we take, sir? Do we mandate that those be taken down? What action do you wish to take?
Yeah, well, do I wish to take? Probably since we have to make it right, since we already have a resolution up there that says it will be reviewed and checked, and okay, but the trustees and stuff like that, that is a resolution that's still in place, so we are in violation right now, so I guess my answer would be probably take them down and get the hard copies up as soon as we can. In the meantime, I think we may need to do some work in the interim of everything a little thought on it. And the one thing, something, if we have a little shortage of help, if we have this or that, and we do have the oil ones up there, you know, we may want to change things around and say we can have oil and or the hard copies up there. So that'd be my thought, right? I'd say pull them down.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a recommendation, please?
Sure.
And I open this discussion for the board. My recommendation is from this point forward, we make a resolution and change the password to the website. The only person that is going to put things on the website would be the administrator. So when the amendments are approved, they would go to the administrator. The administrator will put them up. Whether it was by mistake or by chance or however that those got up online, this way it can't happen again without it going through the administrator. I'd love to hear from the board on this.
Well, my thought on it is this. I think every man should handle a man or woman. I'm not saying man or woman or been, going to talk out of line here or anything, but I think everybody should be allowed to check their own. I don't think. And that way.
I think you misunderstood. What I'm saying is there should only be one person that has access to what goes on our website. So what I'm asking is the person being our administrator, the approved minutes would be sent to him. He would place them on our website, so that there's no other persons or persons able to dump it on the website.
So what you're proposing is to let each trustee or anyone involved, let them look them over there before the poll or put on the website and let the administrator do them once they're approved.
The total access to the website should be by one person only, and that should be our administrator. So therefore, anything that needs to go up on the website, when it go through the administrator, he's the only person that is going to have access to it. Therefore, nothing would be up there without his approval or the approval of the board, which is then granted to him to place on the line.
Sound like we're getting fairly complicated there. What's your opinion on it, Mr. Alex?
The only thing I care about is that they're getting typed up and uploaded. I think that
that's all I need.
That's like what's on there now.
We've been up there temporarily until we get the new one. Like, it shouldn't be there, but I don't want Mark to have to be like the internet police and monitor everything. But I just want him typed up and posted there. That's just my big issue.
Well, here's the thing about it. We are not in violation of anything right now. The only thing that we've done wrong is we posted them without having the trustees actually look at them. Now, that was a failure in what we should have done out of protocol. So, you know, we can think whatever we want to about that, but I think that's something that we just need to talk about in-house and resolve, period. So what we've got there, so both trustees understand, is we have no violations of anything from a lawful standpoint. And you can make a decision, if you don't leave them up there, you can. I mean, they're there. So,
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I know we spent some time on this, so let's do this if we can. Okay.
Let's
keep the resolution that we have in order. Temporarily, as Trustee Alex has mentioned, we will leave those there. But again, a stern saying that anything else that goes up is definitely going to have to be approved. And with that being said, I ask that we move on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we can go ahead and do that if that's what trustees want to do, but we are the way we should be right now from the legal standpoint, John. But okay, so if you want to make a resolution or
there's nothing more that we really need to do. It was just a discussion. We just can move on.
That's what I'm saying. What you've just said is already in place, with the exception of...
That is correct. We're just making it we're basically making it a stern statement stating, remember that there is a resolution in place. They don't get posted until they are approved.
Yeah.
Trustee Alex has made a graceful statement and saying we'll just leave them up temporarily until we get the other ones. But from this point forward, we're going to obey the resolution that was set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township.
Yep, it's there. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. I forgot where we're at.
Resolutions, bills, and payroll.
Okay. Yeah, he's available in the office. Mary, are you available?
I am. Actually, I forgot to get that from Robin before I left today. Robin, can you give that resolution on bills and payroll?
Yeah, I sent you an email, Mary. You probably just didn't see it, but I'll go ahead and take care of it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. It's resolution 2021-041. Says, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable through March 11th, 2021, in the amount of $117,247.32, and payroll paid on March the 5th in the amount of $154,262.91. For a total of $271,510.23 from check number 65760 to 65920 and electronic vouchers from 160-2021 to 184-2021.
Thank you very much, Robin. I'd like to accept that. Could I have a second, please?
I will second that.
Thank you. Robin, could you ask for a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay, we have an old business now, meeting of those department.
Mr. Chairman, I have a quick question for Mary, if I could.
Okay.
Is she still on? Is Mary still on? I thought that there was more resolutions that they were going to have, and I had a question in regards to the resolution for the trustees to be paid on the 1st. I don't know if from Thursday it was too soon for them to get things in order, but will we see this resolution enacted in the future?
Yeah.
Am I on? Anyone else?
Yeah. I'm looking good, and I don't see anything. No, but they said, we disagree. I guess we did have a couple of resolutions there put in place, but honestly, we
what I'm asking, and Ms. Watkins, maybe, I don't know if you can relate anything. I don't know if you can see. I don't know everybody's numbers that I'm seeing. But I wanted to get some clarification in regards to the resolution made at our last meeting on the pay of the trustees as well as the fiscal officer would be on the 1st of every month. That didn't occur on this last pay, so I'm getting confirmation. It could have been because that was on Thursday, and then the 1st was so close. Going forward, do we know if this is the practice that we're going to see, or is the resolution going to be honored?
Well, honestly, we spent so much time on it last time, and a lot so much disagreement. But prior to it, it showed up, and I didn't ask any questions. I didn't go back and ask any questions, John, so I can't really answer you.
I'm just trying to get a yes or no question.
And I get it. I understand what you're saying. Robin, do you have an answer to that?
I don't have an answer, but I can tell you I believe that Ms. Reinhardt will be back on the call and at the section that's for the fiscal department. So she may be able to answer your question, Trustee Fleshman, at that time.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
We just had the minutes reflect that the fiscal officer left and will be returning.
Will do.
Thanks.
Alrighty, let's see where we're at now. So, okay, the meeting, is that the resolution that we were going to ask for heat in the barn out there that we've been discussing? Need someone to act on that. Who are you going to act on that, Mr. Fletchman, or who?
I can. Is Mr. Stevens on?
Yeah, I'm on, Dan.
Do you want to just go over that, and then we can say yes or no and put this to bed?
Well, we pretty much nothing has changed. We had the two quotes that I proposed to the board, you know, at the meeting when we discussed this. We have not received any other quotes. The board decided to table that. If you'd like to move forward with it, that's strictly up to the board in which direction and which quote they would like to go with.
So what I would like to do is make a resolution that we go with the lowest bidder on this. The price of that was, do you have that information there that we can make a resolution and just put it to vote?
You won't have to give me a minimum, Trustee Fleshman. I've got that in the other room. I'll have to go get that.
Okay. Do we want to, Mr. Chairman, do you want to move on to Chief Smith and then come back to that?
Chief Smith, are you there? What do we have for on the DGA for you? I see the report from the Sheriff's Department. Is there anything else, Chief Smith?
I think Ratliff is on for him, but this is Mark. I got a message from Deputy Carter that he would not be, he didn't have anything to report tonight. After we said the agenda, we found out that he did not have the stats in to report them, so.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Lieutenant Ratliff, it's been long. Mark, is that one of the charge?
I believe he's on. He told me he's going to.
I'm back.
Okay. Oh, Jim. Okay.
Yeah, I'm back, Ralph. I've got that information in front of me now.
Okay. Let's see. Go ahead.
The lowest quote was from Creel Construction. And that quote was at $14,280.50.
Okay.
So I think you make a resolution that we go with this vendor to do the work in the barn, and we're going to call it the barn for the road department as stated. If I could have a second.
Resolution number is 2021-043.
Can you repeat that, Robin?
Yes, 2021-043.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, who is Lieutenant Ratliff on for the police department?
He is, but there seems to be some sort of problem. It says on the thing, ask to unmute.
Okay.
But he's not unmuting, so he said he's unmuted, but I don't think he can get through. If he can later, maybe.
Yeah, but he can bring us in then. Okay, let's go ahead. Looks like Keith Walsh has got some things we need to work on here. Keith Walsh, are you available there?
I sure am. How are they doing tonight?
Well, great. How are you, Jim?
Doing well. I'm going to start off. I'd like to go ahead and purchase 9 mattresses through the original mattress factory. The amount is over the threshold for not to approve, so we'll bring it to the board. The resolution will read, be resolved that the board approves the expenditure not to exceed $2,645.39 based on the quote of $2,444.39 to approve purchase of 9 twin XL mattresses from the original mattress factory. Based upon the quote presented, we'll see a resolution for that.
Make your comment on that, if I may, sir.
Yeah.
I don't know how in the world they did that, because a year ago I bought one and it was $1,600. So that is pretty amazing price that you got from them. Same place that I got mine. So they treated us really.
Mm-hmm.
I would second that motion.
Absolutely. So, could we have a vote on this, or has it been asked for resolution and seconded by Mr. Flashman? Could we ask to have a vote, Robin, please?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Couldn't get to the mute quick enough. Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
resolution 2021-044.
What was that, Robin?
2021-044.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I have on the agenda is our 2010 Pierce Arrow, our problem child of the three fire trucks we currently have. It went in the shop last week or week before last because it wouldn't go over 35 miles an hour and it was stalling out and basically is unreliable like it always is. Since then, Ohio Cat's taken a look at it and they found metal inside the fuel system, which damaged the entire fuel system. The it basically fixed, and it needs all new fuel pumps, it needs the fuel rails, it needs fuel injectors. They got to drop the fuel tank and look inside of it and clean out all the metal that they found inside the fuel tank as well. We have no idea how it got in there, neither does a mechanic, but basically it's all felt damaged and it needs replaced. So I'd like to ask the board for a resolution to approve those fixes.
Comment on?
Yes, to feel free, yes.
Is this something that could have been, not by our own people, but sabotage? If the vehicle was sitting somewhere, somebody pours something in the gas tank, does those gas tanks lock?
No, they don't.
It's a little hard to get metal into your gas tank. You know, maybe the mechanic, when they clean it out, they'll have a better idea what kind of metal it was, but generally that's not there. With that said, I would second this motion.
I'm with you on that. The repairs would be not to exceed $22,500 based on the estimate as opposed to that.
Okay. Not exceeding $22,500, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. So we have a second. Did you second it, John?
Sir, I did.
Okay, thank you. Robin, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And that's resolution 2021-045.
What was that, Robin? You got spoken over.
Sorry, it's 2021-045.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will keep the board apprised of what the actual findings are and what kind of metal it is as well. With you, John, if the walking fuel tank gas cap would work, then you know, we'll definitely do that first. But
yeah,
for the future.
Then that definitely sounds like it, it needs to be questioned for sure, Jim. And see what we come up with. I have no clue on that. The engines are, you know, the parts are, you know, the facilities and everything. I don't, you know, it might be hard for somebody to, I don't know. But there's been definitely things do happen, sabotage or anything. I have no clue, really. But
yeah, I'm not sure if it's sabotage.
I think there was an irregular condition of that damage. It does need to be questioned there, so we'll see that.
I will look into it, and more than likely it's some sort of mechanical failure in one of the parts known at truck.
Well, could be. Thank you for that.
I also need a resolution to, we had a resignation of Aiden Fandler recently. And I need to hire a guy to replace him, so I'd like the board to give me a resolution to hire Stephen Dixon, effective 4-1 of 21 at Firefighter 1 level.
Okay. All right, so that's my resolution to hire Stephen Dixon, effective 4-1-21. Can I have a second on that?
Sir, I would second that. And what are any information where he's coming from in this background?
He's local in the city. I know he's leaving Chillicothe full time to come to us. So the last three hires we've had has been full time from some other department.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we've got second. I think you seconded it, didn't you, right, John?
That is correct.
Okay. Could we have a roll call, Robin?
Yes. Ralph?
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you. That's resolution 2021-046.
Thank you, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And we move on, Keith.
Yeah, the next thing I have on the agenda is to talk about purchasing a medic. We've been working with Horton. Actually, Lieutenant Arnold's been working with Horton, you know, for the last few months about speccing out a medic that will fit our needs. And you know, the other ones are starting to age, especially the one we have in backup, which is a 2010 truck, and every time it gets in service, something happens to it. So we'd like to move forward with purchasing a medic. I spoke with Fiscal, Mary, and she asked to hold off for a couple more weeks so they can get time to get the final numbers in order. I spoke with Jeff as well, and his remarks were the same. He feels comfortable that he would be able to give me a solid number here in a couple weeks. I know we have to work with. So I just wanted to let the board know that that's coming, and you know, Lieutenant Arnold's been working with Horton pretty diligently about getting the specifications that we need.
Chief, if I may?
Yeah.
We've had Hortons in the past. What was the last one that we got, the newest one?
I believe it was close to $230,000.
No, but what brand?
Oh, it was a Ford F-450 Horton. Yeah.
Oh, that was the Horton too.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've been adamant about, seconds count, and especially if it's in the winter time,
yeah.
We went with the all-wheel drive so that if there is a snowstorm, even like the snow that we've seen this year, I take it that we are continuing to leave that in the quotes that we are getting that would be all-wheel drive medics.
Absolutely. The last two trips in all-wheel drive, and the guys have absolutely loved it because they do have a hard time getting around. You know, the city doesn't plow their side streets, so getting to the people that we need to get to.
Well, prior to being a trustee, when I came on as a trustee, that was two things, the medics and the salt trucks. Couldn't believe that they were not four-wheel drive. Both are essential pieces of equipment.
Yeah, I've been stuck in an inch of snow with those old international trucks because they were absolute sleds. There was no four-wheel drive on them, and they slid on anything. So, I think that's helped out tremendously.
All righty.
Yeah, but a couple of weeks, I plan on getting with Fiscal, and if things good between us and them and everybody, I'd like to come to the board to purchase a medic unit through Horton.
Okay. You think Horton is probably our best goal on it right now, but then, is that correct, Jim?
Yeah. There's also a little PR involved, which the board will definitely want to be involved with. This will be Horton's, I believe, will be their 200,000th medic unit ever built, and Horton approached us and asked us if we would accept that truck in order for, you know, they want to keep it local. And since they started the township, they, you know, asked us to accept it.
Okay, that doesn't sound like making of a pretty good deal there to me.
A little bit of it.
I think cost wise, all, what do you think?
I think it'd be great. You know, it's good relations for them and us.
Well, they've been around for a long time, and they've done things well, that's for sure. Okay.
They started out in the garage on Stimmel Road way back in the day.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Alrighty, so what's next?
A couple things regarding old business. What are we doing with Todd and the building department? I just haven't seen any movement. I haven't talked to anybody. My recommendation is if the board doesn't want to put somebody in that spot, we just hand it back over to the state and start those proceedings. It's just, you know, we got into this building department when we thought we were getting a casino and we thought there was going to be a lot of money involved. I'm trying to find out there's not a whole lot of money there. And I don't know what the board wants to do, but I definitely need Todd out of that spot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so
what does it look like to go back to that day?
If we hand everything back over to the state, we are hands off on any commercial building processes that go on. We won't have any say about what type of building standards there are. And, you know, I think it's digressing, but, you know, obviously we're not moving on anything here.
Well,
is it possible that do his job and also have him in as a firefighter? How much, if there's nothing moving, how much work is there that we would still be able to control that? I see the future of Franklin Township bright. I see Broad Street really developing in the near future. And that would be something that we would be able to control our destiny, and all things are going to be put into place. Would it not be a behoove of us to want to try to keep it as long as we can? And if there's nothing going on with it, can we not do a dual service as far as keeping him on in your department, but yet still be able to have so many hours a day to work on anything that he needs to work on?
That's the issue. We've got a caution already from the state auditor's office having a firefighter. He does not like the fire department intertwined with the building department whatsoever. It was the difference between funding and who's paying for what. He's already cautioned us on that. Do I think we need to keep the building department? Sure. I think it benefits the township totally. But, you know, we need to put somebody in that position other than the fire department. I mean, take the auditor's recommendations. And that way I get my guy back, I get some assistance that I need, and give me four.
Well, yeah, you mentioned it, and we have been slow in reacting to it. Your requests are for sure, Jim. I'll tell you what, would you mind, I know you can if you will or whatever, but would you mind, do you think Todd can kind of tag along there until the next meeting?
We'll dig into
this thing. I want to talk to Mary there too and them, and
okay.
I want to see dollar-wise before we pull anything. But there's also some other questions that I know, maybe some of you folks don't know, but for example, the building standards and so forth, we have with the Southwest Area Commission and, you know, Columbus, that's a partnership agreement with Columbus and the county and the township and so forth. We have building standards and everything in the area now. As a matter of fact, even that the new board down here had to follow the standards. For example, would be setbacks on properties and highs, widths, and all that type of thing. So, but also on the west side, further west side there, Greater Hilltop and so forth, they have to go through the same building standards to construct any new construction or things like that out there. So there's some factors there that I think we need to just hold up just for a couple of weeks here and let's see exactly where we're at to what effect. That's probably a little bit of information that you folks didn't really know, the trustees and everything. So we definitely, number one, I'd like to keep the building department if we can figure out how to make it doable. And secondly, I don't know, we may have to test. I don't know what that for sure, that new buildings and things like that, there's some specific guidelines. The early commission, which is on file with the Franklin County and everything, and then the building statistics, or not the statistics, but the building codes and that kind of thing, we're all controlled by that. So that is a consideration we need to think about before we make a move. So, if you could sit on that for a couple of weeks, Jim, let's talk a little bit. You know, I don't know what to tell you on that.
Sure. Yeah,
just put my 2 cents in on this. Like, I think that, you know, if we're going to keep it, then we have to bring on a full-time administrative assistant, which I know we haven't had in a while, to help with that workload. We don't do that, then I would have no problem giving it back to the state. But, like, we either need to add capacity or give it to the state, because we do not have the current capacity to do it, as you noted. But
those would be the two options. My preference would be doing on the administrative assistant, but if the board's not going to do that, then it's going to the state.
Mr. Chairman, if I may on this. Trustee Alec does a very good note on that. One of the things that I think that we do need as a board to move on, we've had in the budget now for 3 months that we haven't even touched, we have budgeted for that position for assistant administrator. I believe that there's not a tremendous amount going on. It would behoove of us not to hang on to that and actually start physically looking for this position for the assistant. Again, we've already budgeted for it. It's already been approved in the budget, and we haven't done anything with it.
Well, I think it's probably in this 2 weeks is another issue that we need to discuss. We need to kind of look into it and get some information out to the tool of the package on this thing, say the truth about it, because it's going to be.
Because we've already got a budget for the administrator system.
And it would replace that.
I could meet. Okay, Jim had a request there. Hey, let's fight back, and then he's well within his rights having back. Let's take 2 weeks. And what he can make do 2 weeks. And I think we need to have a little financial look at our books right now. I don't, maybe you guys aren't where I'm at on this, but I'm just seeing money floating down, and I don't know how long until we're gonna be through to have all these help, the state auditor in here paying them, and this other man paying him, and on.
Sir, each person is budgeted for that. You have to look at it as a line item.
I understand that. Money is money. And if all this money, okay, so each department, in the event that they run short of money, who they have to go to ask for some help to subsidize them to get
real quickly, and I'll be done. So if we have an administrative assistant, they could be where the temporary person is. You quit paying the temporary. Bond is going to go back on company. You quit paying a person for the building department. And then you have the administrative person that is budgeted. So you just freed up monies that's paid out to two different, I'm going to call it, entities. So you're saving money versus spending money. Yeah.
Okay. Are we done?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Okay. Keith, did you have anything else?
Yeah, that's all I got for the night.
All right, so thank you very much. Jim Stevens, I guess you're still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. You guys still here?
Yes, sir. I'm really fine, Jim. Thank you.
Unfortunately, the road department's in a situation we're gonna lose a good man. One of our employees, James Timmons, has been offered and has accepted a job back with ODOT. Really hate to see Mr. Timmons go. He's a great employee. He's been a huge asset to our department. But he's given me a resignation letter that I'd like to read into the minutes if I could. It starts to the Board of Trustees and Jim Stevens. I, James W. Timmons, am giving my notice to resign from Franklin Township as a road crew worker. My last day will be April 9, 2021. I will be working in another area to advance my career. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to have been an employee for Franklin Township. I know that the knowledge and skills I have learned will help me in my future endeavors. I take this time to thank everyone I have worked with for their help and friendship. Cordially yours, James W. Timmons.
Mr. Chairman, if I could make a comment on this. This is one of the gentlemen that came from ODOT, and Township owes a great gratitude because in one phone call, he was able to do something that we weren't able to do in a long time. A lot of our alleyways, we use the grindings from where they grind up asphalt, and then we put it down and we pack it. He was able to get a truckload after truckload within hours of saying, hey, do you guys have any that the township can have? So we were able to get it delivered at no cost to the township. So I hate that we are losing a young man, but I do think that we still have someone in our arsenal that we could call upon that can still help in a moment's notice.
Yes, and moving forward, Mr. Timmons, he has offered his assistance to ODOT because, as everybody knows, we have a lot of intertwined roadways, ODOT roadways within our township, and we have to do a lot of work with ODOT. And it's still going to be an asset to the township, you know, even though he'll no longer be an employee for the road department. And with that being said, we are already down one guy in the road department and have been trying to do our due diligence to make do with what we've had since Mr. Beatty retired. We have not filled his position yet, but there's no way that we can go forward two people down. So we've been talking with a gentleman for a few months that we were looking to fill Mr. Beatty's position with, but this is going to kind of speed that up. The gentleman that we've been talking to has got quite a bit of equipment knowledge. I know that for sure. He is a certified electrician on top of that, which is going to be a huge asset for our department. I would like to ask that the board, his name is Clinton Hawkins, I would like to ask the board to pass a resolution, which I think Administrator Potts has in front of him, that I will let him read. I'd like to bring Mr. Hawkins in at our Step B, second from the bottom, just because the knowledge that he has and what he brings to the table for our department will definitely be a huge asset. Upon passing of his pre-hire testing, and make that effective March 29th, 2021.
Okay.
This is Mark. I sent that over after I scanned that and sent it over to everyone. Jim prepared it. It says a resolution hire Clinton Hawkins at step B level effective March 29, 2021. It resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township approves the hiring of Clinton Hawkins at step B upon passing of pre-hire testing effective March 29, 2021.
Okay. Excuse me. I'll second that.
Someone has to
pick.
No one put the motion on the floor. Mark just read it.
Okay. Well, I'll put it on the floor if somebody else wants to second. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I will second that motion.
I'm ready.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. That's resolution 2021-047.
I'm sorry, Robin, can you read that again?
2021-047.
Okay. And that's pretty much all I have for the agenda for this evening. I appreciate putting the issue of the heating of the barn to bed. You know, I really appreciate the board taking care of that. And I appreciate you letting us bring another gentleman on. We are still looking at our workload is getting bigger and bigger as the weather breaks. We will be looking into some summer help over the summer. Going into this next year when the ODOT project on Broad Street takes off, and when they complete that, that is going to be another whole beast that we're going to have to deal with when that time comes, because that's going to be quite a bit of work for our department to take on also. But other than that, that's all I had. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim. Pretty tough winter there. Thanks for the guys. Job and everything. Excellent job. We're not going to just for your information, happened to run into James. I know yesterday afternoon he and I talked to him. He's one of the nicest young men I've met in a long time, to tell you the truth about it. But you knew about outdoor running, but his work ethic, and he's a great guy. Well, yeah, that's had a little tear in his eye about leaving us, Jim. I didn't think he liked us, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a rough move for him, but I support anybody wanting to advance himself.
But he told me, told him you have to look out to do the best you can for you and your family, son. And he went on, you know, he's a good guy for sure. But thank you.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Let's see. I guess we'll work the way all the way down to Mr. Alex here. Are you there, sir?
Yeah. The one thing I just want to flag for the residents is that the mass vaccination clinic is going to be opening up on OSU's campus starting next Thursday. It's going to run for 4 days. They're going to have about 12,000 doses, first doses of the vaccine. So anyone eligible, so that's anyone in the 1A through 1C category or phase 2 category, which is anyone over 50 years of age, will be eligible to get the vaccine at that clinic. So they'll get the first dose in the 4-day window starting next Thursday, and then we'll be back in 20-something days to do it again. People will be able to sign up. It's going to be administered by Kroger, so they'll be able to either sign up on the Kroger website or Franklin County Public Health will be able to, will be doing a phone bank where folks can call in to register there. There is free parking at OSU as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. Franklin County Public Health will be sharing more information for folks, but this is the first mass vaccination clinic that's going to be open to many of the folks here. And I think this is a good thing. I would encourage everyone to get the vaccine. It's safe. And if you're eligible, you should definitely try to go get it.
What's up?
That's at St. John's Arena, isn't it, Mark? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All righty, I heard they were going to be up there. I appreciate that information. Thank you. Anything else? Sorry.
Nope, that's all I had.
Okay, John?
There we go. I had to find that mute button. I know, Ralph, you'd like to be able to hit my mute button at times.
That's all right.
I know we can say that in fun because we all know each other, and I like to be with the board. I wanted to check with the board. Now that, you know, the COVID is, I'm going to say, on the way out, spring is on the way in. What are we going to do? I talked to someone today in regards, and the conversation comes up again about the no-knock in our area. And we're starting to see that in different places. I believe now Prairie Township has it, and it's been very successful, which doesn't mean that political aspirations of people coming around, it doesn't affect that. It basically affects a lot of the people that's trying to sell stakes out of their car, trying to sign up for different cable companies and et cetera. What are we going to do? I know we put a lot of time in this over the last 2 years, and Mr. Chairman, I know you put a lot in with the Block Watch that's over here. I forgot the name of it, Penn's Block Watch, but over in that area. And I know Mr. Cheney was one that really brought this to our attention, and we didn't think it was legal, and he was pretty adamant, and, you know, great that he did that because it challenged us. We got to researching it, got with our legal. It was legal. But everyone knows my position on it, but I wanted to talk to the trustees and see where they're at with this.
Well, I can tell you where I'm at. When we got shut down from the world, I guess, last year, I had told Cheney that I was going to get into it and see if we could get it worked through the board and so forth. And of course, bam, we got hit with you know what. And so a lot of the things that were on the to-do list, I guess, kind of got pushed back. And so, but that's where it was. I had told him that we would proceed with it. So, without there's any objection or anything from the board, I guess we could say, I don't know if we ever, I can't recall ever making an exact resolution over that type of thing where we were going to proceed with it, but we had not talked about it.
Yeah, sir, we had not got to that point. At some point, I think that we need to put it on the agenda and then go yes or no so that it, you know, we know where we stand, whether we're going to do it or not do it.
Yeah. Well, that's what, it doesn't matter to me. If that's what the neighborhood wants, let's do it. I mean, but the thing is, if you're going to do it for one neighborhood, you do it for the township as a whole, you know, so it's really the trustees, I guess, decision on the thing. I honestly haven't got technically into it to see what's all laws required. Of course, I know you got to do a resolution and the various things of that nature. But maybe take a little work to do it, imagine. But that's where we're at. And so Tim Cheney knows where we're at, too. I was planning on proceeding with it, but that's kind of where it got stuck, John.
Okay, and then the only other thing that I have, sir, is, Mark, are you going to speak on Wetzel Mall and the concerts that they have there?
I'm asking to.
Okay, I'm not going to speak on that. I was just wanting to make sure if he wasn't, he has more information than I have. That is all that I have at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, let's see. We've still got some work to do here, looks like. a resolution regarding, I think this is a list for the fiscal department. Is Mary available there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I have two resolutions and a third item cover. The first one is regarding how we do our direct deposit. Currently, we do a manual input, which can take 45 minutes and can be timed out and so forth. It affects our payroll timing. And this is a file upload, and under UAN's requirement, that's our software with our payroll, all of our budget, actually. They require a resolution by the trustees to allow us to do an upload file into the bank rather than doing a manual entry. I'm not quite sure why, but that's the regulation. So that's why I have a very simple resolution that is asking for the trustee to approve a file upload method for the payroll electronic funds transfer EST for direct deposit.
Okay. It sounds like Greek to me. I don't know what you're talking about, Mary.
It's a matter of what happens in our payroll. In our payroll, our payroll provides a file for the payroll. It generates a file, and what we do now is just put in the numbers into a template in the bank. And instead of us doing that, it will allow us just to take the file and upload it into the bank.
Okay.
Okay,
I think we just take seconds. You talk sometimes you talk in a bit slower than me. I don't know what to talk about. Thank you for it.
Mr. Chairman, a discussion, please.
Okay.
One of the things I think I'm all for anything that's going to save more money, more time. I mean, that's one thing that department needs is more time. The one thing that I would ask is for a year now, I've been saying that we need to look for a more adequate way of doing payroll, meaning that the way we do it now, everyone turns in a sheet of paper and it gets re-entered again. And I keep hammering the software issue. And my question is, even if we finally did find some software or even start looking for software, even if we did this resolution to do this, is it then going to change again later? I honestly think that we could pick up 15 hours a week for Robin free time if we had a better system that was up to date on that. The second question that I have is the safety on this. As we know, we lost $132,000 when we did a wire transfer that we could not recoup from the bad people of taxpayers' dollars. So my question would be, how safe is it to have this type of file compared to what we've seen in the past?
Are you asking my opinion?
Yes, because that's not my expertise in that area. And I just don't, like Ralph says, it's almost kind of Greek. And I'm just concerned about what parameters do we have to assure everything is safe and safeguarded?
As secure as we can be, but these kind of things, these fraud sort of things can happen to anyone, any government entity. As you heard, there are problems worldwide. And we have the best software we can have, and we have the UAN program is a separate. It's so secure that it has its own line. It doesn't even go through the township. So, all I can say is we are using a UAN computer to connect with the bank.
Okay, because that makes sense. If it's through UAN and UAN has its own computer here for us to use, that does make sense. But moving forward, do you see your department looking for any software that we all could utilize, meaning the department heads, where they would be able to input all of the information as far as the payroll, etc., to make it more streamlined for everyone.
Well, I've been looking, Mark. There was a resolution in 2019 or 18, I'm not sure which now. I think it's 19. To get the time clock system, which is the biggest benefit that we could have to process payroll, because it would be an online program where people are signing in via phone, and they would be doing their changes in their schedule that would be approved by the trust, by the director or the supervisor and so forth. It's a system that would be working all the time, and it would just be a download. Yes, we definitely need that kind of a system. And Mark is looking, and maybe he can give an update.
So my comment on that, I know we've talked about this extensively. I would like to see that we would be able to take something like that for our family, strip it down, where a lot of us wouldn't necessarily need the time clock. The system that we currently use and the way that they clock in would still be the same. The same steps would be for the department heads of entering and verifying everybody's time, and then it would just come over to you. So rather than, if we took out of the system, I think that, you know, the system that you're talking about, we did take a look at that, but there's got to be other systems out there and other software other than that company that will allow us to pick and choose what we want to be auto and what, how we want the dashboard to look and how we want to proceed with it and come up with the best economic way that's going to streamline for you guys and give you the security that you want.
I don't know what you're referring to. I have no knowledge of any particular programs. I think Mark is still reviewing them.
That is correct. I have no knowledge of any other software. I'm just saying I know it's got to be out there.
I agree. I used one. It was called OnShift, and it works beautifully for people with all different types of schedules, doing 12, 8, 7 different shifts. It was an amazing software, and it worked beautifully. You know, I don't know if that's
I'm sorry. With that, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions. I would prefer to Trustee Alex if he has any, and then we can move. And Ms. Reinhart, before you get off the phone, if I could have a discussion after all these are done.
Let me just get through these. We need a motion on this resolution, please.
Okay.
For the
class. So, okay, what does the motion need to be, Mary? I'm a little unclear on that. Resolution.
To make a motion to have a roll call for adoption of the file upload method for the payment of electronic funds transfer direct deposit.
All righty, fine. Well, that's...
Chairman, I would second that motion.
Okay, that sounds fine. Well, I was getting ready to put it out there, John, so yeah, okay. So you second it, and I guess I put it on the floor, so let's have a roll call there, Robin.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. And that's resolution number 2021-048.
Thank you, Jenny. The next resolution is regarding a third phase for the 2020 HRA funding. We ended up having another group of people, small group, that were not processed by the cutoff date that we had of January 31, because then we were withholding them in process. So they were not able to submit these until after the cutoff date. And that is in an amount of $6,059.65. So I'll briefly read this motion, since you've heard it all before. I'm going down to the State resolved by the Board of Township Trustees, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to pay the outstanding obligations with designated employees for the final Phase 3 payroll dated March 11, 2021 via separate check for a cumulative amount of $6,059.65 for HRA benefits provided in 2020. Can I have a second, please?
Yes. I put it on the floor. One question I had there. Now, we already did Phase 1 and 2 on this, as I recall, here within the last couple of months, didn't we, Mary? The last month or two.
Yes.
Okay. Then this is the final phase of that.
Yes. As far as we know, there should be no others. I believe that MMO has processed all of the old claims because we got the premiums paid for 2019 and so forth.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'll put it on the floor. Could I have a second on that?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that.
Thank you. John, Robin, could you have a vote?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, gentlemen. Is there anything else you had right now, Mary?
Well, that resolution, sir, just that resolution number is 2021-049.
I'm sorry, Robin. I was forgetting about that.
That's okay, sir.
Hey, Mary?
Yes.
Do you have anything? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I am resigning effective the end of the month, so my last day will be March 31st.
March 31st. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay.
I get to
see you in the morning. Now, you don't have any sense for any further discussion, though. We'll take care of things there. We probably need to do a resolution to accept your resignation if that's what you so desire.
Yes, that's fine. If that's what you have to do, I don't know that you have to do that because it's an elected position. So you really can't.
Is this thing working right? On mute. I'm on mute.
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
John, if you'd like me to write down the question, I can try to get it to Fiscal Officer Reinhart to have her answer you via email or something. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on, but I can certainly try to help you. I can't answer your question because I don't know, but I can get the question to her.
Thank you, Robin. The question I was going to get into is I was definitely one when we started the, I was proud to be part of, I didn't do all the work. I don't want to take the credit for it. But we have some obligations where we stood people up in front of our meeting before COVID and I shook their hand and handed a certificate. Now it comes to the obligation we have to pay on some of these grant, I'll call them scholarships that we have given out. And I wanted to find out where we are with that.
Sir, the children, or I don't want to say children, the students that came to our actual meetings and were physically here, they all received their checks because I personally cut those checks.
Okay, so I was just curious. And do we have other obligations? Because I'm just trying to make sense of it.
No, I mean, my understanding, I talked to Chief Smith at the end of last year. If I can please finish.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, if you're not going to let me finish, Fleshman, I'm not going to answer your question. Thank you.
Hold on just a moment here. Okay, let me take the charge of the meeting just a minute. Okay. Was that Mr. Ratliff the same board?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.
That's me.
Hold on just a second. John, any other thing, most other that we'll inquire in there tomorrow and get some of these things resolved. I think we know about everything. Or Bill Robin or between us all. We could do the interview like this. So I'd rather just like to get the rest of the business finished up and. Wow, I don't know what that was. Is everybody still here?
All right, leave me be, stay
here. Hello, what?
Mark, you might need to mute that 003, last three digits.
No, I'm so
bad. That's me. I'll take that. Anybody, let's try to get this meeting finished up here. Mark, you're something that's really important we need to get done right now. Mark, we have the application for that liquor permit for the store restaurant out there. Go ahead and handle those real quickly there, please.
Yeah, real quick, the
Fiscal
Officer Reinhart is here. Has a Trex application. Mr. Tim Owens, the attorney representing them, is on the line. He can explain exactly what that is. It's an economic development tool that's being used to add another liquor permit to them. And I would say, in consultation with Mr. Griggs, our attorney, he said if you can choose to okay, that's a simple motion. It's all that's needed by the board.
My dog just got barking. Hang on,
let me get out of the... Tell me if
this day is everything. I apologize.
Tim, that dog sounds like my neighbor over here.
Yeah, why is the little dog makes more noise than the big dog? Anyway, liquor permits in Ohio work by quota, and Franklin Township's quota of permits has been exhausted.
Correct.
It allows us to find a permit from another location, which I did, and with your permission and approval, we can bring it in, and what the state will look at is if this will have a positive economic impact on Franklin Township, which we believe it will. The application itself, which I gave to Mr. Potts a week or so ago, is the total project was $10 million. It'll add 110 jobs, and The property tax is estimated to be nearly $51,000. Payroll taxes, FICA, is about $127,000. We'll pay another roughly $24,000 in corporate tax. And based upon the old store, and if Chief Welch is still with us, he knows how poorly that store's condition has deteriorated. We estimate annual sales of about $12 million. Additionally, the project is going to provide green space and a public gathering area. We'll have a grand opening in mid-April, the 16th. We'll have a soft opening on March 24th. There will be invitations to everyone for that. But we would hope that this TREX application would be approved. We'd actually submitted it to the state in November, but with COVID, they didn't have any record of it having been submitted, so I'm scurrying around and trying to get this done at the last minute. As my father always said, there's never time to do it right, but there's always time to do it over. So with that, I would ask that you approve the application, but if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
But either of the trustees, I've never looked at anything that's been over the long time, but it does.
Yeah, I've heard it, too.
Mr. Chairman, this is some time ago, and you probably heard me say this when we were asking for different liquor permits in the area. And I looked at the forecast of what's coming, is what I say the forecast. And this is one of the reasons that I said we need to make sure when we're getting a lot of these different places selling alcohol, that we save the liquor license for establishments like this and not necessarily just a gas station, et cetera. I would greatly honored to be able to say yes on this. So if we need a second on this, I would love to second this motion, sir.
You have a second, all right? I'm going to put it out there.
Ralph?
But I ask for a second. Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
John is a yes, too.
Okay, thank you. It's a motion.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Tim, when are you going to try to get it opened up? I think it's today, I believe, or whenever he and I were talking about you today.
Well, we're doing a soft opening the end of this month, March 24th, and then we will do a grand opening, which you'll get invitations to both. If you want to come out at 7 a.m. on the 24th and see the first people through the door, that'd be great. But we're going to do a grand opening with festivities and all, with everyone that's been helpful, the township, Franklin County. It was important to them because this is the first time they've done a TIF with the township. So we look forward to seeing everybody on April 16th, and I will be getting formal invitations out to everyone as soon as I get them from my client. And on behalf of Gustavo and his wife and all of their employees, we thank you. We look forward to being in Franklin Township, and I also look forward to writing the letter to our soon-to-be former landlord, saying that we no longer be running their facility.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. And as we were a little excited about it, as you well know, and so that whatever you need, anything that we can help with, give us a call, and we'll be around.
You've all been wonderful, and we really look forward to being part of your community.
Thanks very much, Tim. You guys have a good evening, and have a wonderful venture. I think it's going to be great, really.
Thank you so much. I know I
am. I am too,
exactly.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate
you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, I'll move on. The next thing I've got is just an announcement. Franklin County Public Health will be hosting a tire take-back day at Township Hall, March 20th of this month. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., that's been posted on the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. So if you have tires to bring in, please do so. Another thing.
That's a week from Saturday. Okay. Gotcha.
Another thing, I wanted to let everyone know that the county engineer and the health
Department's District Advisory Council meeting. That's the one that used to always take place out at Berwick for years, and then over on the river. That is also on March 25th, 2021, which is the next scheduled township meeting, and it's pretty much at the same time. So I wanted to let individuals, the board, know that, and if there's any conflict in having a meeting that night, I just wanted to keep you apprised that that's happening at the same time.
Okay. Well, remember, sir, is there anything else?
The only other thing was you'd asked to give, I guess, an update, as much as I know, on the concerts at Westland Mall. Yesterday, I had a conversation with the concert promoter, and they had their attorneys. I think they're making the rounds and talking to affected areas, including the county and such. What they called me and talked with me about, and Mr. Fleshman was going to try to get on. He was unable to. But they say that they are working on trying to eliminate noise problems. They've hired different sound engineers in their position, the speakers at different angles, and they're doing decibel readings at different points within the venue. They've taken they had 700 parking spots, I guess, last year that were used. They want to take that down to 600 parking spots. And they only want these to run until 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. 3 days a week when they have them. And they said the 3 days would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, possibly Sunday, I guess, in different times. But they didn't want to have more than three a week, 3 days a week is what they told me.
Okay.
That being said, Matt Brown, who is the with Franklin County Development and Planning Department, wanted me to let everyone know that I can direct anyone, because this is a matter that the township doesn't really have any jurisdiction in. It's with the county. So he said, feel free to direct individuals to the online meeting calendar, which is https://development.franklincountyohio.gov. And then from there, they can click on the March 15th, which is Monday, and locate the instructions for joining the BZA meeting on Monday to see their materials. They said the concert case is entitled CU-3990. That's the number for CU-3990. He said that they can also email comments to planning@franklincountyohio.gov. Once again, that's planning at franklincountyohio.gov. And include CU-3990 in the subject line. He said any comments that the county receives by 1:30 p.m. on Monday will be provided to the board members for their consideration.
Okay. So
that's why I have to report from that.
Thank you very much. Okay, good job.
Mr. Chairman, just I have
to in case Robin Cheney is on the line there. Why, Robin, there's your answer as to what you're doing right now. And this is directly from the management actor at Russell County. I don't know if you're online or not, but I told you there's got some information. I'd like to make sure they got it back to you. So Mark has an opportunity today.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mark, if I may.
Okay, go ahead.
Mark, with Westland Mall, do you know anything about gas station sheets or whatever is going to potentially be coming in the spring or in the fall?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. There's going to be a sheets gas station facility there. What I've been told is it's going to be just, I guess, just a little bit west of the Bob Evans right now.
So did they purchase the land? I mean, how does it affect us, and what do the trustees have, if anything? Because I'm not aware that we were aware of this until someone brought it to my attention today.
I didn't know. But if it's west of Bob Evans, then it's west to south of that would be put it into
No, it's in Franklin Township, and it's right there before you get to 270. That was something that the Franklin County Development Economic Planning Department had worked with Sheets on locating it there, my understanding. And I know that was announced. I think Trustee Alex maybe mentioned it at one of the meetings. Or something.
I was also on the news, I heard that on the regular news. And I guess Sheets is going to have, you know, a couple of three openings in Columbus. I didn't know that the West Side was one of the places, Mark. You know what I mean? I did hear that on the news probably about 3 weeks ago, actually.
That's what I told him. You know, that'll add value to that piece of land that'll be there. So
that's great. Well, Lieutenant Ratliff was getting ready to talk, tell John some stuff there and everything. If you would get with him later, Lieutenant Ratliff, and you know, you guys can have the inquiry. John, Mark, what I'd like to do now is just go ahead and. We've had a long, drawn-out meeting here. Ask anyone in the audience if anyone has any questions right now. Kind of a rugged meeting there, but we'll see what everyone's got to say, okay?
Okay. Just go ahead if you have questions. Ms. Cheney said she wouldn't speak.
Okay.
So now is the time for individuals in the room if they have questions or comments, including Ms. Cheney, who sent something through the chat saying she wanted to speak.
Good, yeah. I wonder if she's having some connection trouble or something.
Mark, do you see that she's chatting?
There I am.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ms. Cheney.
Hello, Mr. Horn. I was aware of what's going on with the concert. There was a few people that attended our meeting tonight that wanted to speak about what's going on out there, but I don't know if we've lost them when, like I said, you were done with the meeting or done.
Okay.
But I know there are several people who are either upset about what's going in front of the board of zoning on Monday without the support of Franklin Township trustees.
Right.
They have, the council people have four letters of recommendation. One is for the Gladden House, which is nowhere near here. One is for a food truck. One is the cigar shop on Gordonsville Road. The other is the security company at Westland Mall.
Okay. And they're opposing that. Is that what you're saying, Violet?
No, they are for it.
Oh, they are for adding the concert.
Right. And I attended that meeting the first time, gave my address. Like I said, they showed up out here beside my house with a sound meter. They also went to my other property, which I didn't appreciate at all, to test the sound.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I got in one of the sound deals down here at Cooper Stadium. We horsed around with that thing for eight 9 months, I guess, to go to different places and everything, and of course that was also not, because the place is still empty and run down.
What I want to know is, are we going to have, as residents of Franklin Township, are we going to have the support of the township trustees for this not happening?
Well,
Robin, as you know, I was on the line, and I too am one that they sent someone out and sat in front of my house, and I guess now my address and concerns are posted everywhere. It's the same as yours and your other property. I personally am probably 3 miles away. There is a oil field between me and there. However, the sound is able to make it, but when I'm in my home with the air conditioning on and I'm watching my Friday night Gold Rush as a fan, and I hear something, it sounds like somebody in my driveway with a loud speaker or radio on, and I turn the TV down to say, what is that? And I go looking and then realize it's coming from the mall. That's I can only imagine how loud it was the closer you were. And Robin, you're closer than I am to that. And, I don't know what the right answer, I know what the right answer, my opinion is, but I don't think that there is a way that you're going to combat this, no matter what technology you're saying that you're using in this aspect. What I'm hearing now is the sound bounced off the pavement. Well, if you're in this industry, you would have to have known that this would have been a problem. You know, maybe they should consider doing a Woodstock 2021 out where it doesn't affect anybody. But I'm opposed to it, and one, as a resident, too, with all the calls and hearing what the residents have to say about it. And I'm finished, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Robin, give you an idea on what the township, what the position is going to be. I think we trustees, and maybe get a little conversation going with Matt around them, and I don't know what to tell you right now, to be honest with you. But Mark and I'll be getting Mark along there. We'll see if we can figure it out.
So you're telling me you can't tell me that we're going to have the support of the Franklin Township trustees for this not to go through, other than one?
Well, I'm not saying that, Robin. What I'm saying is this: John can say whatever he wants to, but if they decide or make some kind of deal where they're going to go ahead and they have facts on those hearing devices and all that, or noise devices is what it is, and go through that whole thing, and then they take it. See, one thing that we don't really per se have a zoning board, Franklin Township, though. The only thing we could do now, and we might consider just going ahead and writing a letter, like maybe those other guys have done, a letter of opposition from it, going forward. I don't know to tell you what we're going to do now, to be honest with you, but we need to talk, three of us here.
Well, the meeting is Monday at 1:30.
In fact, Mark, we just found it out today, really, the meeting didn't make part.
No, it didn't post it. There were letters that went out, and
Okay, well, I wasn't aware.
I'd like to know where the letters went, because they didn't come here, but they can post my address.
No, I'm talking about I informed the trustees and the county sent out, they posted or put out, they sent out postcards to everyone in a certain radius of the parcel. So that's what was sent out by the county.
Well,
Okay. Well, let's talk in the morning, and we'll talk tomorrow there, Mark. We'll get back with you there, Robin. I don't know what to tell you right now.
Okay.
I'll give you a call back tomorrow, and we'll talk about this a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, tell the rest of them, still around, tell them we'll talk, and I don't know, honestly and truly, we're wrong. I guess this meeting tomorrow, I don't even know what it consists of, to tell you the truth about it. Today's when I actually found out, so I'm going to try to listen to the meeting tomorrow, too. It'll be
it's on Monday.
It's Monday, Ralph.
I mean, Monday is what I'm meant to say. 1:30, I believe, Monday or something. So
maybe
Mark and I can get together there on Monday and actually listen and see what they're, what all they're talking about. I don't know what all they're talking about, to be honest with you.
They want them to approve the concerts for 2021, and they want the concerts to run until 11 p.m.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Is there anybody else over now? Mark?
Let me check. I don't think I've received any emails. Let me look at the Facebook page real quick. See if anyone sent anything over on that. No, and unless there's anyone else still in the room that wants to comment.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I remind the board that with the resignation of Mary Reinhart effective March 31st, the board's going to need to have an executive meeting. Obviously, we're going to have to start the process of appointing a new person.
Yeah, we got some work to do, for sure. Okay. Alrighty, if there's no other questions or anything needs to be discussed, right now I'm going to adjourn the meeting. So, everybody, try to have a good evening.
Good night.
Goodbye.